So we can go back in like Tom Lance, and the first one to leave again, and now it does, we can.
Oh, sure.
The locals, because of the delay. So long, I said, and Steve, you know, I was gonna be down in this anyway, so Steve was gonna sort of play it by ear, and I don't know that.
So we.
Well, I don't mean now, I mean, if he, at the end, he was gonna see, I think that I also get out of there.
Oh, really?
For later, yeah, bias, and so, since he was here, this is very, as he said, anything about that. No, but he said, you know, back in five was his name.
Very good.
I don't, Alex, I don't really see anything in the Shakespeare substance that is worth talking about, I mean, it's a, he wants to come in with a good guy, I mean, I know his reason, he's not concerned about the future of Yugoslavia, I know that Saudi Arabia. Cairo, he met the publishers, close friend of Masters and so, and he's been wondering about the possibility of having come to the US on a private visit, fine, he should check with somebody else, I'm not gonna be signing. I don't know, it's, we had him in there, and it's. Well, as long as he's made another trip since then, I just got back last night from another trip.
Yes, I know, I know.
Well, I don't, I mean, but wouldn't that, so I would be around to push it now. There's nothing on there, at some point, I don't, but he has to come in for his, those are basically, I understand, but I do a lot. He's doing a lot every 8 months or something like that.
Why often?
Six months, no, we gotta get it on something more often.
Well, we just sent this security council, man.
No, that's okay, that's good for a while. I think we can wait a while.
Nobody's to say anything, Brad.
I think they're not scared of the virus reporter, no. He's writing a book, so.
Right now, we told Dwight on Shakespeare, just to wait until another situation arises, but hold on for a while.
Yeah. Well, I'm delighted to see him, but this morning, if there's any new ones coming up, fine, we discuss on her. But I don't want to discuss that ambassador, there's zero with me, that's what my, see, that's the kind of thing, Bob, I gotta keep him off of me, I'm afraid. But he's fine, I'm delighted to have him, and might as well, my work in today, I think we cleaned up almost everybody here today except one. Well, it's the new in your front today.
Not much.
I'm not going to Camp David, my past camp, she's going to New York, so I'm sure you're okay. so much better than just going out and the way, you know, this stuff is usually prepared, the way that it's usually done, you know, Johnson. But you go out and praise this man, this great congressman, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't mean a thing that there's not his name. You know, it's a very serious moment in the rest. I think they need a little levity as well. Do you agree?
I sure do. I think it has much, and you know, it has all the trappings when you have the hail of the chief and the Supreme Court of Justice and the flags and all that. That is great to get a little. Tells us. Got his ego kick for the day anyway. Breakfast. Sitting in the front row. He was reading.
For the old man,
yeah.
I did.
I think it's, you know, we're about to,
he's very good. He's a good, good boy. He's a good father. He's smooth.
He's great because he's so low key.
Fast.
Oh, he's quick. Very fast.
You know, he never acts.
No ruffles.
No, no,
sorry.
Flurry.
There's another thing about him. It's that his sentence there. It's a very unusual quote.
Most everybody in this business, Bob, in that business particular field, they have to come in and sit down and breathe. And to make a hell of a big deal, I want to have a chat and have to breathe. They think, I guess they have a feeling that that's what I'm supposed to call it. This guy's to do that. He comes in, he tells me, whispers into my ear, I get it. No, that's what I want to do. Then he doesn't interfere with my train of thought. Terrific. Good man. He's something I really impressed him because he's got. He's exactly what you want, this solid confidence. You know he knows what he's talking about, but he doesn't get all excited about it. And he's the first TV guy that we've had around that isn't excitable. Roger is always in, you know, his tie and done and all, and Roger Ayler, yeah. And Ted Rogers is Ted Rogers. We're over Ted Rogers, Ayler was also excited. And Scott was all right. Scott was good. Al is very on top of Woody. He wasn't nearly as fast. He's just great with everybody. He greets everybody. He tells me that he doesn't have to attack advice. I just think he's got a real line there.
He's great.
He's Carruthers.
He's a long
Carruthers. Carruthers will drop good. Good.
Carruthers.
I think that we make it. It's easy for him. I see him. When I get a guy that's good, you never have to worry. I'll talk to him. It's only when the guy is irritated, starting to voice change, talk or something. You know what I mean? I fully realize that. That's why it's so important to get the right guy done, because if he's not, you won't talk to him. You stand no reason why you should. And somebody can get out of all the other things impressive about him is that he is the least bit abashed about being with the President of the United States. He walked right in here, and the first day was basically pretty common. The other night, it was the first time he'd ever worn a white tie in his life. He was moving around there running and telling me the time of dinner. Last night.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have a chance to talk with him. It was a big
party. But Vice President asked him to play tennis with him tonight and said he would like to talk to him. He had something he wanted to talk to him about. So he's got a session set up. He doesn't have to take the initiative from the good. He can move right into it. He's going to cover the good hair thing.
Did he agree with the proper proposition or not?
Yeah. And he says, I know, I remember when Nixon was vice president, was in those damn things year in, year out. Of course, Bryce likes something.
He likes the rear.
Oh, yeah.
The Bryce remembers how rough they were on his.
Yeah.
Should I was their favorite looking boy.
They put right by them.
See, they couldn't, they never took Eisenhower off
their chair, so they couldn't follow me.
But now they got two targets.
So it's not as hard for him. He said, well, I know, I remember he used to go to those things, General Park, he'd laugh, he always enjoyed it and all that. And, you know, I said, well, you know perfectly well he didn't enjoy it, but he put on a good show, and that's what the Vice President's got to do. So he's going to take that one on, and also the whole intergovernmental relations business, structure the office,
good,
and the whole bit there, so see what we can
do. That would be a good time for them to talk.
So you'll have a chance to talk in a relaxed basis, thank you.
Good.
And, that way, excuse me. Secretary Rogers wants 5 minutes, fairly urgent, can come over any time. General Hague says it's very important that Henry see the President prior to the President's returning. The Secretary of State's caller having him come over. So he just did. He sent a message to Secretary Esther Yost.
I know that.
So the question is, who do you see first?
I'm not going to see Rogers. Rogers is not going to see the Secretary.
Okay. Well, Henry comes in when he comes back.
Let's see if I can see the President. He can come in when he comes back for 5 minutes.
All right.
Henry gets 5 minutes. He comes back in 10 minutes, I can have to him, because I got the Adams portrait. So now I'll see Rogers at, no, hell no. I want to see Rogers this afternoon. I see him at, quarter after five. Now don't tell Henry when I see Rogers. All right, don't tell Dave. Nobody's to know. Just say Henry come in when he gets back. Rogers told me the earlier ones. I'm prepared to talk to him.
Bryce said on the agriculture thing that the high Murray business, which he's been working back to see if we can't get reopened and get Murray in here, which everybody feels would be, not Dole and everybody else says would be the answer. What we're doing, this sort of came out of a joint recommendation, is having Martin take Mark Murray on the trip Monday at some point. So we want to get you with Murray for a few minutes. And then we're going to have to go back on the, you talked with Murray on some basis of this and everything, back to Belcher, that it just, we've got to have him over here. It's more important for the long haul, for the farm and the party and the page and everything else to have him here than just have him over there and see what we can do. Jerry Ford about it. A way to bring it through this to reopen the question would be to have him go on the trip. And
he's not having to go there on the trip.
We're not taking any congressmen.
I'm taking Harlan from you, my.
No, sir. You're not taking
but then when do I see Murray out there?
Well, what we might do is put Murray on the plane coming back or something like that.
Excellent.
See, you can run into him there. We can just say instead of whatever, wherever he was going to come back, say, come back from the plane.
I can pull see Murray the second if necessary. And I know. Also, I can see people tomorrow morning.
Better not time session
and time for tomorrow morning. I don't want to cap and talk myself to death, though. I must not make that mistake just because I have the time. Let's go ahead.
Now, if you don't go to Camp David, use the time for the same thing here. You still
have that's what I plan to do. Do a
little radio beat or the
linger or something. No, but we think it's important. Well, I'm not
right. Right. But we got to get this, we won't go through the cast and drums. Harris Poll coming out Monday. It's very interesting. public confidence in the job done by the 91st conference, the last conference, how would you rate how the conference is done? 63 to 26, negative. Job rating of the conference. How would you rate the conference?
Yeah.
That's how he does it, the same way he does the president. Excellent, pretty good, only fair or poor. And the only fair goes as negative. At the same time, he has to rate the president on his handling his relations with the conference. Not as low also, 59-28, but not as low as the rating of Congress itself. Then they asked it, they thought it was better to have the Congress and the executive in control of the same party, and they say continue the way it is, opposite parties, by 49-36. The reason is that at a time when politicians and politics are held in low esteem, most Americans feel it's good and healthy to have Congress and the executive keeping each other on their toes.
Sure.
The job rating of Congress, they asked the same question over the years. In 65, it was 64-26 positive. 66, it was 49-42 positive.
It was higher now.
But it's negative. Now.
I didn't try to chop that.
Job rating of Congress.
Yeah.
How is Congress doing? How would you rate the job Congress did? 65, they rated 64 positive, 26 negative.
Yeah.
In 66, 49-42.
Yeah.
In 67, 38-55, negative. 68, 46-46, even. 69, 34-54, negative. 70, 34-54, negative. 71, 26-63, negative.
That means at some point you may want to have to take the Congress off.
Well, he gets to that point. He says, as Republicans who likes to know about individual's political orientation obviously makes a decisive difference in his views on having executive and legislative branches under same or different control. This would indicate that in 72, if Nixon were to try to run a campaign based on lack of cooperation from a Democratic-run Congress, he would run the risk of bucking sharp disagreement with the independents.
Yeah. I was.
Because the independent figures are divided Congress by 45 to 35, divided executive and Congress.
That's pretty close, though.
Democrats favor dividing control by 2-1 because they're not in the White House. The Republicans, of course, want the unified control. He makes the point that by the same token, with all the possible candidates on the Democratic side, now sitting members of the Senate, identification with their party's record in Congress will not win any votes.
But make it no do.
In all of Harris holds out,
et cetera, on that. That's
yeah. To identify. In all of Harris' soundings on congressional standing, never has the Congress been in lower review with the rank and file of the people. Just making that point. This is interesting, too. He asked them to rate the Congress on specific votes or issues. Has the Congress done a good job on particular things? Pollution-free cars, for instance, was 76-15 favorable. Banning cigarette advertising, 64-26. Favorable. Extending federal aid to education, 59-26. 18-year vote, 55-36. But then, this is interesting, rejecting the SST subsidy, 38-28. Favorable one way down.
Yeah.
Passing the expanded ADM, 37-34. They got support on that, not so much. Passing anti-crime, 36-39. Negative. Turning down Ainsworth and Carswell, 26-35, negative. Got a bad book on the turnouts. Overriding Nixon veto on hospital bill, 26-35, negative. Not passing Nixon welfare reform, 25-48, negative. Not increasing Social Security, 13-71, negative. Not passing revenue sharing, 10-46, negative.
Oh, maybe we've got to get to work on
it. In other words, on everything where Congress did go along with major elements of your legislative program, they got a strong negative vote.
What does Henry feel about his state of rural coverage? Happy?
Seems to be, I only saw for a few minutes this morning, and he was...
I was supposed to have him in a driveway, out of a driveway, which I expected. See, my is, I've got a lot of attention on that, so he's acting here. I'm not sure why. It got attention, but the point that they made, which is absolutely true, that nothing did.
And it wasn't anything new. I knew that.
We just got an ad. They got a pretty good TV treatment, I strongly say, too. It was too long. Now, even the Times didn't cover it all. You can't give them 60,000 words. And you can't say something that isn't new in 60,000 words.
Yeah.
Should have said it coming out. I didn't read the damn thing. I should have cut off. Goddamn Sapphire, I told him to do it. I don't think he will step up to him or anything like that. Cut him. He said, feel you could do that. But it wasn't about to. We told him to cut him, Jim, when we sat in the NSC meeting there. Rogers and Larry said, please cut him, and so forth. He didn't cut it, goddamn bad. Just can't understand it. I do understand. Just look at it as an awful lot. It's for his own good. Our good, as you were saying. Anything about the coverage?
Yeah. Looking back on it, I think I completely agree now. Looking on my side, the right thing to do was radio that. Yeah. Not to go on TV.
I go on TV and it had been loud. Right?
Yeah.
Everybody would have
you would have set yourself up to be
attorney
walked.
To be walked. They could never walk you for a press conference, but they can walk you for saying nothing. You know what I mean? For simply
walking. Well, they can't walk you for going on radio.
I don't know. Matter of fact, the radio device is still a thing because of the advantages of the voice that everybody recognizes. I think we ought to use the goddamn thing, goddamn, every week. I think you can use it. I don't think it becomes common. They're going to use a weekly radio thing. It's a bad idea. We can find something good every 2 weeks or something.
It's a way to get yourself
in. It's a way to
things. Whenever we got something you want to get recorded on it, it's a way to give another kick down the road a little ways to, for instance, the health program.
You watch
the health program.
Yeah, which you don't want to get on.
That's right.
Do anything.
The health program
and revenue sharing. And revenue sharing, like a message that I'm sending to this or that.
The other revenue sharing. You can do it on each, on the segments.
Yeah. Yeah. I can send another Congress, or I can send a letter to Congress.
How are we going to do, for instance, on the environment? Whatever you're going to do in the environment, what legal is, ought to be grandstanded. It ought to be
grandstanded. That's right.
The other kind of stuff. Because that's all it's for. But healthcare, people, they just care about you caring about it. They don't really know what all the plans are about or care.
We got to care about everything. Goodness of blacks and students, too, don't you think?
Now, I like the idea of addressing the main thrust of remarks to a segment. In other words, if you want to talk to farmers or blacks or Mexicans, doing a speech to Mexicans on the radio.
That's right.
Because everybody has a radio, or can get one. And you can set that up, announce in advance that you're going to speak to other nations, Mexicans, next week, and build it up a little bit. And the Mexicans will tune in.
One small look at something I would mention, Alex, you would go. Tell Ollie that I never want, when I'm doing television, I don't want a silver tartar. He's got this one guy that sits in here and snapped his lens a couple of times when I was doing this television clip. I don't want silver tartar, you know what I mean? We have a rule, Bob.
Yeah, right.
They're no, they're not our own either. I think Ollie's people, he's the best worker. They don't know that I don't want that decision. Even our own people, I don't want them seeing it. Because we've got to play for the big thing and we don't give one tinker shit whether we've got a picture of me delivering that television thing or not. Do we?
I think it's still shot afterwards or?
Like Christmas press. Just so, that's why I'm good. There are no spills of cannon in the room when I do those. Never. Even as. Well, so. I shoot. I told Bull one time. They forget. Just gotta keep reminding them of the rules. It is an error that kills. And you're trying to redefine the cannons. It's like clack, clack, you know?
Yeah, well, it's just not the right thing to do anyway. It is.
What they use, I understand that we could use 1 minute or so.
No, they used all of them had 3 minutes.
Okay.
In film. One form or another. No, not at all. Not all film. They didn't.
So the film was really not, we were cutting 6 minutes.
No, is that what you cut?
No, yes.
No, it wasn't.
I cut 6.5 minutes.
It's wrong to cut 6 off. Are you, again, even on the most important thing you're going to do at all, you can't go over 2 minutes. They simply won't use over 2 minutes.
I
got that. They cut 5 minutes on the Woodrow Wilson speech or whatever it was.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that.
Yeah.
Something else. They didn't. They used a minute.
Yeah.
The most you'll ever get is 2 minutes.
I told Ziggler this. I told him. Ziggler said, well, they had an executive select.
You know,
we got a select.
That's right.
We got a select what we want. But I and they did it, so each of
them. ABC did a damn good job. I saw it.
Got here that they
and they
dispersed.
Yeah, the way they did it was build it up in a very interesting way. And Gerald did a good job for us.
And they didn't use more of them. Was it worth doing just for them? That's what
they
were saying.
They didn't use 6 minutes.
On the other hand, you find was by giving them 6, they were able to pick up.
I don't buy that.
I don't either.
But it lets us decide which 2 minutes we want.
You follow through on that thing. Don't say we're in sound.
2 minutes is just wrong. No matter what it is, if you're filming a thing for the TV news, it should be normally 30 seconds.
But the other thing we have
and never more than 2 minutes.
You or your parents never let the speech writer have anything to say of what's going to go on television. See, this is again, Bill was the ball that worked on the bazaar. He's naturally going to want his stuff
down.
And I can't really want his stuff on that. It's not the way to do it. But I think one of the best things you did was when you walked in that day and said, our people don't think you should go on television. You're right. I would have been glad to just, I could have done the television almost as easily. You know, I just sit there and read it 3 or 4 more times.
So it was a better thing.
Don't you think it was much better?
Yeah. I had some doubts.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh, you had a reason.
After I heard the radio, I had some doubts because I thought it was good. It was impressive.
Yeah. It was a good speech. And well done.
But it
was not big enough. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
So you just don't want to go on. But we're going to save up a gun now and then for it. When we go on, it's got to be big. That's the Rogers theory, you know.
Press conference, conversation.
Yeah.
The big thing like that, or the major announcement, the explaining what's happened. Can't go there or something like that.
Do what they're all saying.
That's right.
Then breathe. Boy, breathe. My God, I love the free speech. I think that radio speech gained a hell of a lot by my cutting 8 minutes out of it. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Could another 4 could come out. Not much more.
It would be hard to take much more out of that.
Because the tempest is so important. We cut 1,000 times speech.
And you delivered it fast, which was good because it made the point that you had to watch what you wanted to say.
And Greg is disappointed in it because he doesn't feel it. You know, I know how a man gets when he writes something. I do the same thing. I fall in love with this phrase or that phrase.
Yeah.
I learned it years ago when I wrote an article in a law school journal. I had to get the goddamn thing down to a page and a half. And I could damn near kill me. But I did it. And I've never forgotten it. And I don't think a lot of our people here realize if you get a killer, you might get accused.
Yeah.
And this Greg Thomas stuff is bullshit. Here you go. I'll let you know.
The view of giving them Morgan's board, I think that was wrong too.
I agree.
We should decide what's important now.
It was well done. I must say, Sapphire did a damn good job writing. He's a damn good man to work with.
Did it? I understand a little bit.
What about the gal and how are they coming out?
We may get it today. It won't be out for a while, but Troy called.
When did they change it?
Tuesday, last weekend. And he talked to them.
So curious.
Two or three times yesterday. They said they'd have it at 4 o'clock yesterday, and at 4 they didn't have it, and they said they'd have it today.
So
it's
going to change.
Yeah. Ethan, check in, please. Less open desire to
move. You can't have your number.
That's all.
Thank you.
Harris poll that showed you ahead of Muskie on all the issues, and any of those issues. And Ehrlichman hit up on that yesterday.
He was, and then Ehrlichman. Good for him. There's a lot of guts. I admire him for it. I would do it. No, beyond what I'm delivering at. And he started right away. Why didn't you carry that?
So he, yeah, I don't have some James points to bring in. What is that? What mileage he made out of. That is kind of interesting, that mileage. He said they were very, much more positive on Nixon. On Nixon, on you. Not giving the policies and stuff, but just on Nixon, really. They were much more positive than they were last year. Things were better or something.
Well, funding, to remove the war bit, that will help some. But, and that will be removed as we make announcements, but have no illusions that it was called that problem. The thing for us is they're out to beat our ass on.
Sure, they have to. They use the war as a useful point.
Economy.
Which interesting enough, Rumsfeld's interested in.